With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Southwest Airlines flight made an emergency landing at Houston's Hobby Airport Wednesday due to an engine fire. The plane was headed to Cabo San Lucas and had just taken off when it was forced back to Hobby around 11:30 Thursday morning. After landing safely, the emergency slides on the plane were deployed and the passengers were evacuated. Fire crews quickly extinguished the fire. Southwest Airlines said the passengers were transferred to another plane. The 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy opened fire Thursday at Florida State University with his mother's weapon, killing two people and wounding at least six others. Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil says they will handle the case as they would for any other shooting suspect.
This event is tragic in more ways than you people in the audience could ever fathom from a law enforcement perspective. But I will tell you this. We will make sure that we do everything we can to prosecute and make sure that we send a message to folks that this will never be tolerated.
Also at SRNNews.com, some Israeli officials would prefer military action to arms talks with dealing with Iran.
Many in Israel's coalition government and beyond have long advocated bombing Iran's nuclear facilities. They see the country, which doesn't recognize the legitimacy of the State of Israel, as a permanent threat. Many of them doubt that Mr. Trump's decision to negotiate will remove that threat. The former defense minister, Benny Gantz, said the Iranian regime were experts at stalling and Israel can and must strike Iran. The former prime minister, Naftali Bennett, insisted there won't be another opportunity like this.
Authorities say 206 illegal immigrants with criminal records have been arrested in the New York City area by ICE agents. This is SRN News. An American pastor who was kidnapped in South Africa last week has been rescued.
Josh Sullivan of Tennessee was abducted by armed and masked men during a sermon at the Fellowship Baptist Church. The 45-year-old missionary was rescued on Tuesday after three of his abductors engaged in gunfire with officials and were killed. Police say Sullivan was miraculously unharmed and in excellent condition. The number of kidnappings in South Africa has risen dramatically over the past decade. George Williams, SRN News.
The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for not complying with its order that males be banned from playing against females in school sports. The lawsuit announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi escalates a dispute over whether the state is abiding by a federal law that bars discrimination in education based on sex. The lawsuit follows weeks of feuding between the Republican administration and Democratic Governor Janet Mills that has led to threats of cutting off federal funding. This is SRN News. A look at Wall Street with correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York.
Most stocks rose on Wall Street, but the biggest drop for United Health Group since 1998 kept the market in check. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Thursday, even though 3/4 of the stocks in the index rose. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. The Dow lost 527 points. It's about 1.3%. That was almost entirely because of just one stock. United Health Group lost more than a fifth of its value. The healthcare giant slashed its profit forecasts after saying it was surprised at how much it was having to pay out under Medicare Advantage plans. Markets will be closed for Good Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Low-price, low-quality Chinese clothing sites Shein and Temu say their prices are going up next week. The companies have undercut American companies with their cheap prices. More details at SRNNews.com.